Now, let's go over here to Ray, who's calling us from Seattle.
Well, thank you for having me. I love your show. Hey, my wife had her gallbladder out a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And she's been having problems with fats. And I know I've heard you talk about bile, taking some type of bile. So I was wondering if I could get that info again and about how much it would take with a meal that had fat in it.
Sure. America's very first vitamin company, and no, I'm not associated with them. I just know they're the very first. It's called Standard Process. They have a lot of things on the market, and their prices are reasonable. They've got out something called Cholacol, C-H-O-L-A-C-O-L, C-H-O-L-A-C-O-L.
C-H-O-L-A-C-O-L?
Yes, sir. And what that is just tablets that contain what are called bile salts. Now, our gallbladders store the bile from the liver, and then when we eat fats, the fats trigger a signal that goes back to the liver and gallbladder and says, okay, squeeze, because remember, it's a bladder, and it squeezes, and it pumps out all that bile salt, and it arrives just in time to mix itself with the fats. And isn't it amazing how nature works? But that's how it works. So once our gallbladders are gone, we only get a little trickle all the time. We never get that big squeeze we need, and that's what the Cholacol tablets do. People need anywhere from one with a little bit of fat to three or four with a whole lot of fat. But fortunately, nobody ever got hurt with them, so one can experiment, see how much works for them. And then there's only one other thing, and that is a few people say, who've had their gallbladders out and have this problem, say, well, that helped a lot, but it didn't completely get rid of the problem, even if I took a lot more. What else could I do? It seems that sometimes we also need to be taking a digestive enzyme, which is not the same as Cholacol. Cholacol is not a digestive enzyme. It's bile salts. Sometimes we need to be taking a digestive enzyme that contains lipase, which is a fat-digesting enzyme. And the one that, in my opinion anyway, does the best job, and no, I don't work for this company either, is called lipanase, L-I-P-A-N-A-S-E. And so if the Cholacol all by itself does the job, fine, that's all that's needed, especially since she's had her gallbladder out, it might work. But if that's not quite enough, then look around for this L-I-P-A-N-A-S-E, which can be found at your health food store, Tomoclamp dispensary, compounding pharmacies, and try adding one or two of those also. But of course, I'd try the Cholacol first.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know, if we would have been listening to you back in the day, you know, from what you said in the past, that a lot of gallbladders are just food allergies.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
I mean, she almost died from this stupid operation. I mean, it just, her blood pressure just tanked out. And but she's okay now with that, but it's just kind of like, you know, it just makes me think that, you know, with what we've taught in the past about, you know, food allergies.
Yeah.
That she might have been able to try that and still have her gallbladder.
And, sir, what's so sad is that information was put out by the chair of the Food Allergy Committee for the American College of Allergists. Now, you would think that people would pay attention to somebody with those credentials, American College of Allergists, chair of the Food Allergy Committee, and he put that information out in 1981, and conventional medicine has just continued to ignore it. I have not had to refer anybody at all for gallbladder removal. People who come in and one of their problems is, uh-oh, I get gallbladder attacks. I've not had to refer anybody for gallbladder removal at all since I read his information in 1981. And that's quite a little while. It works, but they just keep on wanting to take people's gallbladders out. It's sad.
Well, yeah, there's another guy that's on the radio before you, and he says that what surgeons want to do is they want to cut. So if you go to the surgeon, they're going to tell you, we want to cut.
I guess so, sir, but you know what? Those doctors in the emergency room aren't surgeons, and they should know this.
Right. Well, hey, you know, speaking of digestive enzymes, I remember listening to you, and there was a digestive enzyme that helps prepare, or that you told people to take in between meals. What was that for?
Oh, that's because if we take those enzymes in between meals, a lot of the enzymes absorbed into the bloodstream, and one of the functions of pancreatic enzymes in the bloodstream, where they are present at all times, by the way, the pancreas secretes them right into the bloodstream, is to break down waste material, and most importantly, they go after cancers, sir. And Dr. James Beard, and you can buy his books online. They're reprinted. James Beard, Enzyme Treatment of Cancer, in 1911 or something like that, he published cases where he had infused pancreatic enzymes directly into people's veins and their cancers went away. And the last doctor to do that here in our free country was told by FDA in 1957, he was based in Dayton, Ohio, that he had better stop doing that or they were going to shut him down.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
It's so sad because we have a lot of doctors like you brought up. The one that's in Texas that has that takes the part of the urine and is able to help people.
Yep.
With cancers. It's just, is it the Brzezinski?
Brzezinski, and actually those materials come from the bloodstream.
Right. Oh, okay. I read your book, the book you recommended. And
yeah, good.
There's so many things out there that you recommend. It's sad, the state of our health. Well, thank you very much, and enjoy your day.
Thank you for calling, sir.